Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on August 11th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. What a great week it's been.
Yeah, actually, there's something I wanted to mention. You know, what's our favorite topic on this show?
Food, fabulous food.
Yes.
Yes.
And I have eaten at a couple of restaurants in the last week 10 days or so. And I got to tell you, man, you know, the food scene came to Manhattan Beach, right?
Right.
Still happening, going strong.
Right.
It's moving into Hermosa, right?
Right.
We've got a lot of great stuff happening in Hermosa. And, you know, Riviera Village has, you know, Redondo Beach, and in particular Riviera Village, has always had a ton of great restaurants. Mm-hmm. But, again, they're getting an infusion of more talent coming in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the newest place to open is called Suburbia.
Suburbia?
Suburbia, yes. It's,
really?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't heard about this yet?
No, not yet.
Yes. It opened in the... in the former Buonasera space.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you remember Buonasera? That was one of my favorite Italian restaurants of all time.
Yes.
Anyway, they opened a couple of weeks ago, and John and I have tried to get in. You know, here in the South Bay, we're so laid back that we don't think about making reservations, right? We're just like, hey, let's go try that new restaurant and drive over, right? And the place is packed. There's a horde of people out front. You're like, okay, we're not getting in. Mm-hmm. And we tried that a couple of times, and we didn't have any luck. So last week, I had a break in the action. I had worked from about, 5:30 in the morning till about 10:30.
Yeah.
And I was starving, and I thought, I need to get away from my desk. So I went down there for breakfast.
Okay.
They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, a lot of restaurants aren't open for breakfast.
Right.
They're open for breakfast, so I went over there, and oh my goodness, the food is amazing. I mean, even just, you know, the breakfast, you know, is just amazing. It was so delicious. I cannot wait to go back. I gotta make a dinner reservation so we can get in there. So, yeah,
what's so special about it?
Well, first off, they make what you call soft scrambled eggs.
Uh-huh.
All right, which is you know, 3 years ago, remember I told you I discovered Thomas Keller's recipe for scrambled eggs?
No, tell me. No.
Oh, my goodness. I was reading a magazine, and there was half a page, Thomas Keller's recipe for scrambled eggs. And, you know, Thomas Keller, French Laundry, you know, big, famous, fabulous chef. And it was the simplest thing. So I took that article, and I made these scrambled eggs. And after eating them, I was like, oh my goodness, I've been eating scrambled eggs the wrong way my entire life.
Yeah.
They are soft and fluffy and small curds.
Okay.
It's not the way they do them in most restaurants where they throw a couple of eggs on the griddle, scramble them up, and it kind of comes in one piece. You know, it's like, it's not.
So they use some kind of cream or milk?
Well, in this one, it's creme fraiche.
Creme fraiche.
It's the recipe, three eggs scrambled. You put the butter in the pan. You put the eggs in the pan. Just as the curds start to form, you throw in a tablespoon of creme fraiche. And you're constantly whisking it. All right, you're constantly whisking it, so they're light and fluffy. And all he recommends is you plate it and put a little salt on it, and it is just the simplest, most delicious thing in the world.
Okay.
And so that's how I've been eating scrambled eggs. I don't go out and eat scrambled eggs anymore because most restaurants don't make them like this.
Right.
Well, they have the soft scramble on the menu at Suburbia, so just saying, okay? And they serve their hash browns with a dollop of sour cream. It's like a potato pancake, which I absolutely love. Anyway, so I had breakfast at Suburbia. Fabulous. Can't wait to eat dinner there.
Okay.
And then also last week, I went back to a place I haven't been to in a while. They've been open a couple of years. Bottega Romana on Avenue I. These are real Romans. This is real Roman food. And last week, John was like, what's one of our favorite Italian restaurants? And we do have a lot. And I said, well, you know, we haven't been to Bottega Romana in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over there and just had an amazing meal. Just an amazing meal from start to finish.
Okay.
From soup to nuts. It was amazing. And of course, you know that Rebel Republic has opened.
Right, yeah.
That place is packed.
Yeah, I know. I see that.
All day. I mean, the place is packed. They're doing a killer business. It's just so. Anyway, there's so many good eats happening in Riviera Village right now.
I love their website too. Eatsuburbia.com. Eatsuburbia.com. 247 Avenida del Norte.
Norte. And you know who it is? You know who the chef is?
No.
Tin Wong of Abigail, Little Sister. Steak and Whiskey?
Really?
Yes. Now, he's with Black House Hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones, the mothership of those restaurants. And quite frankly, I'm not sure if Suburbia is Black House or if this is Tin's thing on his own. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, highly, highly recommend it.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah. You know, the food thing. We always got to mention the food stuff.
Yes, we do. And one more thing we love, Jackie. Movies. And I can't wait to talk to this guest because, you know, it was a big deal. It was a kind of a big issue with me and the Hermosa Beach Film Festival in 1997.
Mm-hmm. That was 20 years ago.
I can't believe it. Yeah, it was a long time ago, and we had an amazing time, and I believe we started a trend because we have some really good festivals in the South Bay now. But tell me, Jackie, who is our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Barry Hatchett, organizer of the Beach Shorts Film Fest. The festival is all about having fun and sharing aloha. This film festival is for amateur short films, 6 to 10 minutes long, with surfing or beach lifestyles as the theme. Beach Lifestyles covers a lot of ground, and they've had all kinds of films submitted over the years, including topics including skateboarding, stand-up paddleboarding, beach volleyball, sailing, BMX, animation, and even a silent film. The films are as varied as the filmmakers, who range in age from a 12-year-old girl to a 65-year-old grom. The film locations have taken audiences all over the world, up and down the California coast, Cabo San Lucas and Baja, mainland Mexico, Hawaii, Tahiti, Fiji, and even West Cornwall in England. Beach Shorts Film Festival is held at the Hermosa Beach Community Center Theater. So many surf films play there through the 60s and 70s, and Barry wants to keep the surf film night alive and well and give amateurs a chance to have their films on the big screen. Now, Barry works in the television industry as a set dresser on the CBS show Criminal Minds, now in its 12th season, and has a wide range of experience working in TV and movies. He moved here from Oklahoma in 1987, but his wife, Trisha, is a native. They live in El Segundo and love the ocean, surfing, diving, and living at the beach. The film fest came from that love of the beach. Now, this morning, we'll learn what audiences can expect at this year's Beach Shorts Film Festival, which takes place Saturday, August 20th at 7 p.m. at the Hermosa Beach Community Center. Welcome to the program, Barry. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Aloha, Jackie. Aloha, Joe.
Aloha, Barry.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Fascinating history. How long have you lived in the South Bay, Barry?
Nearly 29 years.
29 years. Were you around in 1997? Did you hear or see about the Hermosa Beach Film Festival?
Yes, I did. We saw plenty. I never got to attend, but I remember seeing the posters every year and hearing about it and reading about it in the Beach Reporter.
Right.
And it looked like it was always a super fun event.
It was an amazing event for like 2 years, 3 years. It kind of morphed and fizzled out after that, but it was a huge undertaking. We were trying to do.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and we were attempting to do feature length films. We did a film on the beach, a full length feature film on the beach, and that was difficult in 1997. We actually used an actual film projector, not digital, not any of this video crap. It was film.
It was caveman days.
Oh, it was an amazing experience. But when you think about your Beach Shorts Film Fest, when you started it, what were you attempting? What were you thinking? Oh, this is what I really want to do.
Well, I knew that there were some other sports had some traveling film festival. There's a bike film festival and a mountain film festival that travel all over the country, but there was nothing beach related. And not that I wanted to take this show on the road, but I'm like, you know what? Our community could use that. And I thought shorts would be easier than feature length films because I wanted people to be amateurs, of course. Mm-hmm. And it worked out. I thought of the 6 to 10 minutes and I'm like, okay, that's short enough. And people are able to edit on their computers now and technology is catching up. And initially I had, the show was a two-part show. The first part of the program was all about amateur shorts. Mm-hmm. And then the second part was professional surf filmmakers would come and bring, clips from their new movies.
Right.
So they got to promote their new movie and see up and coming work. And it was a really fun evening. And then slowly, amateur submissions built up so much that I had to only have amateurs. I couldn't work the professionals in. And
right.
So it morphed into a straight amateur film festival.
Right. Right. And you know, this is actually the 10th annual Beach Shorts Film Fest coming up. And so you've been doing this a while, but I have to say, Barry, I think you really have tapped into a sweet spot for interesting conceptual filmmaking, that 6 to 10 minutes, that's just perfect length for a commute to work or, you know, a quick look at lunch or something like that, where people are on the move, on their mobile phones, and they want to see this thing that their friend said was amazing, and you know they only have to invest 6 to 10 minutes. That's really a great sweet spot.
It has really worked out well.
Amazing, amazing, fantastic.
I gotta say something. I love the title, the Beach Shorts Film Fest.
Yeah.
Is that originally, was that a reference to like board shorts?
Exactly. My original idea was to call it the Board Shorts Film Festival, but that was my initial idea. But that film festival was taken in Australia,
uh-huh.
And so I was like, well, I don't want it to be any confusion. So I also wanted it to be more than just surfing.
Right.
So, So I thought, you know what? Beach Shorts Film Fest, and that'll work out well.
Right.
I like it.
There's something very powerful about choosing to go with amateurs, because every professional starts out as an amateur. And
I bet
that among your 10 years of amateurs, a few of them have continued to develop their craft and develop their careers. Do you have some of your 10 years ago, 9 years ago, 8 years ago entrants coming back and saying, well, you know, you really helped me out, and now I'm doing bigger and better things?
I do. There's one young man, Hunter Jones, just was met him at age like 14 years old. Mm. And you know, he's just like, oh, you know what? We're going to make a movie and we're going to edit it on our computer. And now he's a film editor.
Right.
You know,
wow.
He works for a big company now and does really well. And is a bright young man, and just good to see that. And we've seen some other kids who put together some amazing projects. And I'm so interested to following them to see where they're going to go.
Right. Now you say you decided to morph into strictly amateurs. What were some of the professionals pushing you to do that you didn't want to do, or was just a numbers game?
More of a numbers game. All the surf films that we had that we promoted were great. Just fun feature length surf films, and they would come and show like 5 or 10 minute clips of those. I just wanted to bring it more to the average person.
Right.
And some of our people are, it's not like the Olympics where I'm going, you have to be an amateur and never been paid before.
Yeah.
Some of these people, may have a entertainment job, or maybe an editor, a professional editor, but they don't make their money making surf movies.
Right.
Surf movies are just their hobby.
Right.
So it's a blend, but we have had a lot of great movies and a lot of, things from a 12-year-old girl to a 65-year-old guy, and his film was a surf travelogue of his trip to Costa Rica with some friends.
Right.
And it was beautiful.
Right. Tell us about, of course, with feature-length films, we had 3 days. We had screenings from morning to night. To get an hour and a half in, you're going to have a lot of sessions. But tell us about how the Beach Shorts Film Fest works. It's one day.
Right. It's a one-night live show. Starts out with we're at the Hermosa Beach Community Center, which is the formerly the Pier Avenue Junior High.
Right.
And that was a location where a lot of surf movies played in the 50s and 60s and even into the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so since that's such a historic venue and they've done such a beautiful job restoring it, we decided to have it there. And you come in to the lobby, which we fill with art and local vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And then the program is just a series of short films. We have an intermission. So the first part of the program, we just line them up and I run through them as fast as I can, because I have so many films that I have to turn people away now.
Hmm.
And I'm just, I wish I could show them all. But
do you
wonderful.
Introduce them?
I do. I come up on stage and do an introduction, and then I do a slight introduction just over the mic from the projection area.
Okay.
But we have a beautiful, every year we get an animated piece start off the show from a guy named Alan Gillies. And he made a beautiful, beautiful one last year with all these beautiful beach balls rolling into the shot. And it, like, the last one turns over and says, Beach Shorts Film Fest. And he makes something wonderfully creative, and he's got something for us this year.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
I really like this format of the shorts. Was it earlier this year, my husband and I, to the Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, does a film series. I think it's called Beauty of Nature or something like that. Are you familiar with that, Barry?
I've been to one of their events. They did a collaborative event with the Cabrillo Marine Aquarium that my wife and I went to, an event, a film event with them. But I'm not familiar with that series.
Yeah. I think they do it like every couple of months or something. And I went to it, and boy, I'll tell you, it's like that 5 to 10 minute long movie, and we got to see like 6 or 8 of them or something, and it just gives you a great little taste, you know.
Exactly.
Without having to jump in with both feet, you get a little taste of stuff, and I like the format.
Yeah, and for surfing videos and for a lot of these things, you know, you can tell a lot of story in 6 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, because because the picture tells 1,000 words, right?
There you go. The first segment is all films, and then the second segment, films, and then once I reach into that, I call all the filmmakers up to the front. It's not a competition. The first year I tried to actually like judge the films and decide, but I thought that was too much work, and I didn't feel like that I should be judging that. So what I do is I get all the filmmakers together, I put together a great program, everybody gets a prize. Just for fun. So everybody who comes, you know, everybody who gets something in the program gets about $75 worth of product or gift cards donated from local restaurants and local surf shops.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we're just doing it for fun. Then we get to have, usually I get to throw out some prizes to the crowd, and then we have a board raffle, which is donated from a local guy named Adam Davenport, Davenport Longboards. And his boards are absolutely beautiful, among the best made in the South Bay.
Yep.
And, so we donate off, we raffle off a $1,000 surfboard every year.
Yeah.
There are surfboards that are $1,000?
Yeah.
Yes,
more,
they
Jackie,
are.
More.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought a surfboard was like $150.
I've got one of those too, if you want it.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Wow is right.
Well, Barry, so in the 10 years that you've been doing this, do any of these shorts get picked up? Like, do you have industry people at the film festival that are looking for shorts to pick up for their film festival?
I have steered other people towards other festivals. Things that have premiered at our show have been used in other festivals for shorts. But as far as anybody like that I know of, you know, coming from another film festival to say, oh, you know what, we want to meet with you about these people, not so much.
Oh,
but I've been able to, you know, a few people I've like, oh, you know what, this film worked out great for us. You know, you should look into a few other festivals. And some of them have done quite well. We had a really fun one called The Bubble Zone. And it was kind of a spoof takeoff on The Twilight Zone. It was a very clever story about a girl who moves to Hermosa Beach and can't seem to find her way out of Hermosa Beach.
Out of the bubble.
Exactly. She's in the beach bubble, and it was a really, really well put together film.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow. That sounds great.
Oh, this is pretty fascinating. Now, these Davenport surfboards, that's surfboardsbydavenport.com, right?
It's actually davenportlongboards.com.
Oh, there's more than one.
Oh, you're looking it up as we speak, huh?
Yeah, Davenport.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Is it the same? Is he may have a couple different domains there.
Maybe. What's his first name?
It's Adam Davenport.
Okay. Well, I've got one. That's not a website. It's a blog. But it's the same one. Same thing. Surfboards by Davenport. So also it's Davenport Surfboards .blogsport. But anyway, it's really, really amazing. These surfboards.
He builds absolutely beautiful boards, like very detail oriented. You know, I know you're probably not very familiar with that, but it's he uses all tinted resin, lapped corn, you know, lapped rails and beautiful 60s construction methods. The one I have was a wedding gift from my wife, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
It's all paisley fabric on the deck, which was kind of a 60s throwback.
Yeah.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful board.
Wow. These are.
I just got back from the beach.
This is artwork.
It is. It is. You could hang it if you wanted. I mean, these boards are absolutely beautiful.
Oh, great. God. Surfboardsbydavenport.com. Amazing.
And somebody wins that in a raffle at the film fest?
Yep. We have raffle tickets are $1 each. And or for $20, you get 40 tickets. So for a 50 cents investment, you could walk out with a brand new surfboard.
Wow.
And we had a guy one year, you know, he won the board, you know, he called his number, his ticket came up, super excited to win the board. He won a beautiful one. And then the next year, I'm going up on the stage. I pull the ticket. I read off the number. I'm looking out in the crowd to see who's going to jump up and, you know, and I see this guy's hand raise up. He just mouths, I'm sorry.
Oh,
and
goodness.
He had bought some tickets because he thought he might win, you know, like some other prize. You know, I had a bunch of other different things. And he won the surfboard 2 years in a row.
Oh, my
and he was
goodness.
So nice about it. He felt bad for winning 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
I'm like, you won it fair and square? Come up here. You are just the luckiest person I've ever met.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay,
it's super
Joe.
Fun.
Let's do this, Joe. Let's do a station and commercial break. And when we come back, let's get into the details. Let's talk about some of the films and stuff that
yes.
Oh,
yes,
be
yes,
seen
yes.
this year. Okay?
Sounds great.
We are talking with Barry Hatchett from Beach Shorts Film Fest, ladies and gentlemen. And this is really exciting. You're listening to the South Bay Show. And this is a pre-recorded show, so we can't take callers, but... normally, we'd love to talk to you. In any event, you're going to have to show up on the 20th, August 20th, at the Hermosa Community Center and enjoy this amazing event. It's just one day, August 20th. Be sure to check it out at beachshortsfilmfest.com. And, of course, we'd like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
All right, we're back. Well, this is an amazing format, really wonderful stories. But Barry, tell us some of the films that we're going to be seeing. Tell us about them.
Well, we have a great mix of new and returning filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our favorites, there's been a few guys who have been in it for several years in a row. Tom Campus is from Redondo Beach and a local filmmaker. He's always always down at the beach shooting. And he's got two wonderful pictures in. And then we have Zach Stoller from Playa del Rey. He's got a great movie that he shot in Nicaragua. Hunter Jones, he's the young guy I was talking about earlier. He's got some great footage that he's kind of combined some movies of some of his earlier films that he has a group of three or four guys that are called the Showers Crew, and it's going to be kind of a compilation of them growing up. And so I'm looking really forward to seeing that. I've got two films from some teenagers from Malibu, and they're so fun to watch that I'm like, I wish I could be living their life. They just look like they're having a blast.
Yeah.
So we have a really good lineup of films. Marty Tooling, a local filmmaker who's been making films since the 80s, is still plugging together, and he has got some great new stuff for us, some Surfing Santa footage and some big wave footage from the wintertime.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great lineup.
So you're not – this is not a juried competition like Cannes or, you know, Sundance, but you're not apologizing for the fact that you're choosing stuff that you like, right? I mean –
Well, it's I mean, I'm a jury of one.
Yeah, okay.
But most of the films, I don't – it's every once in a while I'll get a film that doesn't fit our format or has some content that's not going to be family-friendly.
Right.
But most of the people who are entering and are familiar with the film festival, and they tailor their work towards it. So it's not – I rarely have to say no thanks. Usually I get to – I only get to turn people away when I have too much content.
But you are specifically focused on family-friendly films. Obviously,
yes.
Everyone understands the 6 to 10 minutes. That's a given. But – family friendly is important.
It is. This event is made to be, you know, the surf night out should be for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, you know, it's not for kids to run around the aisles,
mm-hmm.
but it's for anybody who can, you know, enjoy watching short films. And with the, you know, with the younger kids, little short films are good for their attention span.
Right.
You know,
but
it's amazing.
Had, you know,
go ahead, Barry.
Oh, as you say, I said, you know, we have families that come every year, and it's just good to see. I see the kids growing up every year.
You know, movies, you know, the movie industry, particularly theaters, have gone through such changes over the last couple of decades, and it's gotten so expensive to go to movies now.
Right.
And I'm just talking the regular theater, not the fancy theaters. But in the last few years, since I've been doing what I do with my website, there has been an explosion. The cities, community organizations, nonprofits, everybody are doing free movies in the park, movies on the beach, movies on the pier. I mean, it's just amazing how much cinema is out there for us to see for free, I might add.
Right.
And, you know, Joe, I don't know if you were aware, but you know how for so many years St. Rock has been producing the Hermosa Beach concerts on the beach, you know?
Right.
They do them every Sunday in August. Well, this year, for the first time, they're doing the movies on the beach. St. Rock is producing movies on the beach in Hermosa every Saturday night. Last Saturday night was the first one.
Right.
So I just think this is it's a form of entertainment, as you said, so, you know, family oriented.
Right.
It's great. I mean, it's great.
Right. It is great, and I think you know, today it's Jackie. One of my favorite interviews that we've done is Street Food Cinema.
Cinema, yeah.
Streetfoodcinema.com. What a great organization. And they are just exploding all over the Southland.
Mm-hmm.
Someday they will expand to other areas, but right now they're exploding all over the Southland. And you can go to Street Food Cinema and have a fantastic time with a lot of other people watching a film that everyone loves.
Yep. They're going to be at the Marriott again this summer.
Right.
Doing their thing. So anyway, Barry, I have to ask you something. These films, in this day and age, how are people filming these movies? Are they using – I mean, as you mentioned, you have some professionals, you know, that maybe work in the industry. They may have access to big, expensive camera equipment. But are people filming on their iPhones?
They are. I've seen – we've had films that are shot totally on their on the iPhone. I think it was the first year of the iPhone 4. These guys shot their whole movie on the iPhone, and it turned out beautifully. I mean, we're talking – it looks great on the big screen. And but every – it's usually a mix. A lot of people use the GoPro cameras. There's a lot of waterproof sports cameras out there. And it's
right.
it's a mix, but I've had films also shot on 16 millimeter, give it that great throwback look, a grainy summertime home movie look, and I've had people shoot their whole movie on that, or a combination. You blend in a little Super 8 and blend in some other, but it is amazing what these people come up with.
Yeah, I was just thinking of this because I've seen the commercials on TV. They'll show a little video of something, and then it says shot on an iPhone. And I'm like, wow, you know, my pictures don't come out like that on the iPhone. But obviously there are some people out there that know what they're doing that can get such a great quality film.
Right.
Technology is amazing. And what I've seen for the last – just from doing this for the last 10 years, it's just – it's mind-boggling how much it's changed. I was shooting on digital video tape and then having to transfer it onto my computer. And now people just shoot it on their phone and plug it in and edit right away.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't
it?
Now you mentioned you film. So are you, do you make short movies?
I've made a few, mostly just, travelogues, you know, if you're going on a trip and you're just having some fun with some friends, shooting some, you know, you're shooting out while you're surfing or just while you're traveling and all every place you go, and then come home and put a little 6-minute movie together. And that's kind of how the way it started. For me, I had made a couple movies and I would show them to people in my living room. And I felt a little bit like Warren Miller at that point. I'm like, oh, that's what he did. And you know, he started a gigantic industry, but
right.
I would show these movies and then I go, you know what? I bet other people do that too. I go, all I have to do is find them and then we'll have a show. So we're finding them.
And what
it turned out that
do you put a call out for films at a certain point in the year or
I do.
Does everybody know you enough now that they just send them to you?
No, it's, some do come in because they know me and know when the festival is going to be. But I, it's old fashioned. I just put out flyers. I go to the beaches. I'm out surfing anyway. And in late April and early May, I pass out a bunch of flyers. I take them to each of the surf shops. And it says, you know, my flyer's got a little description of the event and says, you know, the format we want the films in. And the submission date is from May 1st to August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully people see those things out in the public and then contact me. You know, the website and the email information is all on there. And it works. It's very grassroots. It's very low tech. You know, my budget is so small you can't imagine that that's my major promotional advertising thing. And then I, as the films come in, I gather them over the months. And then when the film festival time arrives, I blanket the South Bay in flyers. I'm like every beach, I'm passing out flyers every day while I'm out surfing. And hopefully everybody gets the message.
Right.
That's low tech. That is low tech.
It is. And I've learned a lot over the years. We had some, the first couple of years were quite small. You know, it's built up nicely. It's a 500-seat theater, and so that's always our goal is to sell out. But we've come really close a few years. But I've had some mishaps along the way. The first year went really smooth, had about maybe 150 people there, 200 people there maybe. And then the second year, NFL, you know, you have to schedule your event a year in advance to book that theater. And so I booked it, and I did not realize that I had booked it during the Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, my event was the same night that Michael Phelps was swimming for his eighth gold medal. Oh, my gosh. There was a fantastic crowd in the lobby, and everybody bought their tickets and came in. Then it was just crickets.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that 150, 130 people came in, and nobody else.
Right.
I'm like, what have I done? So I learned to have it at the end of the Olympics or after. So hopefully this year will be a good year, because hopefully the 20th is the day before the closing ceremony. So hopefully everyone will be on Olympic burnout,
yeah,
ready to get off the couch,
yeah,
and get out and get out to the theater.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned that you dropped the flyers off at surf shops. I imagine what about the skate shops and the paddleboard shops that you've got all over the place now?
Definitely. They're a lot of places. Tarzan SUP and in Redondo Beach have been a great supporter for us. Mm-hmm. Different skate shops, get a lot of stuff. And I love skateboard movies. I grew up skateboarding, and it's super fun. I just, you know, I don't skate as much as I wish I could, because I'm 52. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, a sprained ankle means a week off work.
Yeah.
you just don't snap back like you used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't skateboard very much anymore, but I still, every once in a while, will get out and go for a roll.
Wow. It's really, Barry, your life as a film festival, it kind of, sort of, and that's a great way of doing it.
It has been, it's been able to grow wonderfully over the years. I'm not a marketing genius. I'm just trying to let it grow naturally. I'm not, you know, people are always going, internet, and you should have it, you know, nationwide, and you should, I'm like, no, I go, you know what? We need to just let it grow as it goes, build up slowly, have fun, meet people. It's all about the people I've met. It's about having fun and sharing the aloha of the beach. It's not, I'm not trying to make it into a gigantic commercial venture. You know, all the artists and vendors that we have, we don't charge them. We just want them to come get exposure. We're trying to help them out. We're trying to show amateur films just for fun. And it's not, I have some friends who are big time marketers, and they're looking at me like I'm from Mars.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they're like, you should get Pepsi on board. You should. I'm like, no,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want Pepsi on board. I want to have it my way. And that's
yeah.
why we did it.
Every sponsor, you're going to have to, you know, give certain, I guess you could say, freedoms away. Pepsi is going to want things done their way, because it's their
exactly.
money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and I was about to say, I have a lot of great sponsors. I'm so thankful for them.
Right.
Let's hear.
Well, I would love to. Thanks for bringing that up, too. I appreciate that. Adam Davenport, of course, like I said earlier, builds a board for donating every year, and it's a beautiful board. Bill Ruane is a realtor in El Segundo, and he's been a big supporter for us every year. All the local surf shops, Surf Concepts, ET, Rider Shack, and Spider, they've been great help. So they've been supporting us each year. And then I have some other companies that, like I said, Bill Ruane donates some cash. And so what I get to do with that is I get to go back to the surf shops. The surf shops will donate gift cards. But then with the money that I bring in, I go back to the surf shops and buy gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I'm putting what money I can get donated, I put right back into the South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps out. And then local restaurants, Beach Mex Restaurant in El Segundo, Islands Restaurant in Manhattan Beach, Back Home Lahaina, which is my favorite Hawaiian restaurant. It's over in Carson. Brit's Barbecue. We've had Route 66 Scooters and Marina Del Rey, which is kind of funny for a scooter company to get involved with us.
Hmm.
But they're really good friends of mine, and they donate a surfboard rack that goes on your bike or your scooter. And it's just been a ton of fun having all these different people get involved.
Mm-hmm. And you don't charge the vendors.
Don't charge the vendors. And I've had a lot of great artists. This year, our featured artist is a guy from El Segundo, really talented. His name is Ken Reiter. And his artwork is absolutely beautiful. And I've been asking him to come for 4 years in a row. And every year he's like, oh, Barry, I'm going to be out of town, or I have to be at this other event. So I'm so pleased to have him on board. Mm. We've had Ron Croce, with another local artist, mostly does a lot of surf, but does a lot of landscapes and things. Ron Regalado, beautiful artist. Candace Stalder from Redondo Beach. Carla Bates from Malibu. We've had a fantastic group of artists. John Miller, a famous photographer from Hermosa Beach, and Randy Ruby from Redondo Beach was our artist last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really, really fantastic.
I love that it's local. It's also local. I love this.
It is. The South Bay has always been the center of the surf industry, and I would say probably 3/4 of the stuff is South Bay related, either people from the South Bay bringing films in or things shot in the South Bay. But, the South Bay travels, people from the South Bay are in Fiji and in Hawaii, and they're sending us stuff from all over the place. It's good that it's not just all shot in the South Bay, but we get a lot of everything from kids learning to surf to 20-foot high waves shot right here.
Right.
Joe, we should make a movie.
Yeah.
We should make a 6 to 10 minute movie.
Beach lifestyle movie.
There you go.
The South Bay Show. It is beach lifestyle. Yeah,
yeah.
It's all about the beach lifestyle.
Yep.
We have to. We'll talk about this later.
Okay.
And we don't. It can be a little shorter or a little longer. We're not tied to the rules because I understand that we're surfers and, we're not a rule following group. So I got a lot of films that are 4 minutes and a couple that are 12 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're not. It doesn't have to be a deadline. And that's the deadline is very funny for the surf crowd too. My submissions run from May 1st to August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, on July 31st or on August 1st, I get a dozen phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Barry, can I have a couple more days? I'm almost done. So there have been years that when the deadline came, I had 2 films.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh. So, the first couple of years when I was learning it, I was literally going crazy. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we don't have any films. The deadline's here.
Yeah.
And then they would come trickling in. I'm like, oh, we made it.
Yeah.
One of the funny things is over the years, we've had all these good sponsors. But initially, the first couple of years, we didn't have much because we didn't, people didn't know us. And, even though I'd go out and try to explain the event to people, it was, tough to build up steam. So I didn't have very many raffle prizes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's always a draw. It was before I had Adam Davenport, so I wasn't able to raffle off a surfboard. But I've been at a couple local events, and I bought about 1 million raffle tickets, and I cleaned up. I won all these prizes, and I turned them around 2 weeks later and gave them all away again.
I like the way you think, Barry. I need raffle prizes. This is great. I need raffle prizes. What am I going to get?
Exactly. So I went to a couple of film festivals, and I went to another big surf event, and I won some T-shirts, and I won a surfboard bag, and I'm like, we're going to make it.
Yeah. This is
it's a labor of love, isn't it, Joe?
Great. That's exactly what I was going to say, Jackie. Barry, it comes out in the not charging for the vendors. It's demonstrated in every way by how you operate that this isn't about the money. This isn't about fame and fortune. This is about the films and the experience for people.
Right. It's part of the surf community, and the surf night should be alive and well. You know, I haven't changed the ticket prices, $10
right.
for a whole, you know, it's going to be a 2.5 hour show. And I just want people to want to be accessible to people
right.
for to get their films in and to enjoy the evening. And we don't put the films online because the film, the show is the evening. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
getting there. It's running into your friends. It's
mm-hmm.
running into people new people you might meet, and it's just about having a community feel. And that's why I do it. I love it.
You should write a book because I think what you're doing could be replicated in other places. But I think just like you, Barry, other film festivals and other short fests. They have friends talking to them. Oh, you should get Pepsi. Oh, you should, charge for your vendors. Oh, you should, put your movies online. People lose their way. And what you could do by publicizing how you've put the film festival together, not necessarily a book maybe, but a pamphlet that describes this is how it should be done and these are the reasons why.
That might be a fun idea for me too. I think that it definitely could go on in other communities.
Right.
You never know. It could be, there could be Beach Shorts Film Fest Santa Barbara. There could be
right.
Beach Shorts Film Fest, Costa Mesa.
Right.
I'd love to see that.
Right.
And I'd love to see other people running it. And I have no problem with spreading the world. Spreading the word. I'm not trying to. Trying to sell a
right.
program to somebody. But I think it's a fun idea.
Yeah, but I mean, it is important to own the pattern and to say, if you're going to do Beach Short Film Fest, you're going to do it the right way.
Right. That's, it's one of the things I know that I could get an alcohol license and I know I could sell beer at the event.
Right.
And that's always a moneymaker. But
right.
you know what? Alcohol always changes the crowd.
Right.
It is a different feel. Kids aren't. It's the kids go that way and the parents go to the bar. And
right.
that's
right.
one of the reasons why I'm not. The film fest, the theater is very. You can't take any food in the lobby into the house of the theater.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? All we sell is water.
Yeah.
So that just keeps it a nice, mellow, simple crowd.
And you know something? This is another one of those events that makes the South Bay such an incredible place to live. Barry, I am sure you are familiar with the El Segundo Art Walk, right?
Yes.
Which is, I've from day one, I've believed it's
mm-hmm.
one of the most unique
mm-hmm.
events I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've had them on the show several times over the last 2 years
right.
about keeping it local,
right.
keeping it local. And yeah, this is very much like that.
Local and free.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do
yeah.
not have
that
to have to attend the El Segundo Art Walk, and $10 a person for Beach Shorts Film Festival. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I've always tried to keep it down there, and it's, I initially 10 years ago, $10 was kind of around the movie price ticket. But like you said, Jackie,
yeah,
all the theaters are so expensive these days
right.
that I purposely left it low.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Don't get me started about that. Two people going to the movies now. It's like $60. How much do they charge for those popcorns? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you, Jackie.
Well, we love what you're doing, Barry.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's been super fun chatting with you guys.
Yeah. Now, if we can just get lots and lots and lots of people to share this show, please share this show with your neighbors and with families that you know that need you know, inexpensive entertainment, a family of five, that's $50. Or is there any discount for kids?
No. Let's just kind of go with $10.
$10 a seat. Every butt in a seat is $10. Family of five, that's $50. What a great evening they're going to have. What a great evening.
It's a ton of fun.
Barry, would you give us either contact information, your website address, how people can contact you if they want to submit a movie, if people have questions about the event itself? Give us some contact info.
Our website is, please visit, it's beachshortsfilmfest.com. You can follow us on Instagram, which is also beachshortsfilmfest. And then my email and contact information is barry@polarispromotions.com. Polaris Promotions is my little company that is the kind of the umbrella, which is Beach Short over Beach Shorts. And so barry@polarispromotions.com, Beach Shorts Film Fest on Instagram, and beachshortsfilmfest.com for our website.
Okay, I have to ask you the $64,000 question. You can just say yes or no, but if you want to give us details, you can. Do you have a favorite movie this year that you're going to be showing?
This year? Well, let's think. Hard to tell. I still have two more that are coming in, but I've got some – I just have so many good ones this year. I don't want to say for this year. But let me tell you about my one from 2 years ago.
All right.
I had one that was my standout favorite 2 years ago. I ran into these two kids down in Encinitas. They're 14 years old, and they sent me a video, sent me their film, and they'd shot it all with their drone. I'm not kidding you. It could have been a commercial on the Super Bowl. These kids are so talented and so clever, and I saw this video, and I'm like, these kids can't even drive a car yet.
Yeah.
Their older brother had to bring them to the event.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. They had, it was beautifully shot. Encinitas is a lovely area. And I was blown away. When I talked to their parents, I was like, you've really got to encourage these kids to stick with this because they are so good at it already. I can imagine. I could never make a movie like that.
Wow.
So, but I've had some fantastic projects. I've got one guy who's a professional, but he sends Chris Aguilar, sends us stuff from Hawaii, and his work is beautiful. And I'm glad to have, I've got Chris Aguilar's got a little film in this year. Tom Campos, like I said, is a guy from Redondo Beach, and he's got two really great movies. Some big wave winter stuff here. Some stuff shot up near Santa Barbara at the Hollister Ranch. And it's a lot of fun. I'm excited every year, and this year is definitely going to be the best show yet.
Well,
so hopefully you guys can come.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll send you a free ticket.
What?
You bet.
Oh, my God.
Give me your address after the show's over. I'll send you some passes.
Well, I would love to come. I think my wife would love it. I mean, one of the things that she often talks about is the dearth of family-friendly events. And no alcohol, family-friendly films. My wife is in. We're there. Grant.
Sounds great. Look forward to meeting you.
Barry Hatchett, beachshortsfilmfest.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to check it out. You got to come. This is what the South Bay is all about. Looking forward to it. Jackie, are you coming? You and Josh?
August 20th, 7 p.m., Hermosa Beach Community Center. We'll all be there.
We'll all be there. Fantastic. Thank you for joining us again, Barry, and we'll see you soon.
Jackie, Joe, thanks for having me on the air today. I really appreciate your help, and thanks for all your kind words. So you guys have an awesome day.
Thank you. And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. See you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.